run solely on steam. The power plant workers would rise and stick to routine, breaking their backs till their work shirts were dirty and brown, as year after year they'd work for the good of the town. As parts would get old, these men would make the repairs, changing out axles and belts with meticulous care, working their hands to the bone and slaving away. They'd press on with diligence, and as they strained you could hear them say, "We're the blood, sweat, and tears, and the grinding of gears. We shall slave to keep our beautiful city alive. Yes, with blood, sweat, and tears, and the passing of years, we'll expend ourselves so our fair people may thrive." One afternoon, Frederick Worthington clocked into work. He went to his station not knowing the danger that lurked. He pulled on the lever to start up the massive machine, but deep in the workings was something he had not foreseen. The pistons were pumping as pressure began to accrue, and suddenly one of the tanks had to give and it blew. Frederick was knocked back into an assortment of gears, and there in an instant he came to an end with his greatest fear. And with blood, sweat, and tears,